Welcome to our Take 5 to Inspire podcast. I am your host, Lori Ciccarelli-Stotko, founder and spiritual director for Transforming Lives Advocacy. In today's podcast, I'm going to guide you through a 5-step process to enrich spiritual development and faith formation through a spiritual practice I call divine reading and holy listening. Modeled after an ancient spiritual practice called Lectio Divina of reflecting and resting in the Word of God. Since the Bible is living and active, the Bible comes to life through this meditation practice to help deepen relationship with God. It will help to refocus scattered anxious thoughts to sit in the presence of God. If you like to journal, make sure you have paper nearby to write down what comes to your heart. Today we are going to focus on the scripture Matthew 6:25-34. First, let me open our Take 5 with prayer. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for this opportunity to come together, breathing in your word. May we feel your presence. As you have promised, if we draw nearer to you, you will draw nearer to us. I ask that you would reveal yourself to the hearts that have joined me here today. What do you have for them? What do you want them to know through this passage, and what do you want them to do? I pray for godly revelation, discernment, and wisdom. May they feel a renewal in you today. In thy holy and precious name I pray. Amen. In our first Take 5 step, we are going to focus on a 5-count breath to get us grounded and focused. Close your eyes as we breathe in to 5 counts. Ready? Take a breath slowly in through your nose. 2, 3, 4, 5, and if you can, hold it to 5 counts. 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale slowly through your mouth. 2, 3, 4, 5. And let's do that one more time. Breathe in slowly through your nose. 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold. 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale slowly through your mouth. 2, 3, 4, 5. The second Take 5 step is to breathe in the Word of God. I'm going to read our scripture first from the NIV, New International Version, of Matthew 6:25-34. As I read it, if you are drawn to a particular word or phrase, prayerfully reflect. Have a conversation with God about it. He may have something special for you in that portion of the scripture. Journal what is put on your heart. Matthew 6:25-34. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Sit for a few minutes and contemplate on a word or a phrase that stands out for you. If you need more time, press pause. The third Take Five step, I'm going to read our scripture again, but this time in the voice translation. As you listen, think about what you are feeling or experiencing. Are you feeling anxious, overwhelmed, afraid, discouraged, or are you feeling relief, re-energized, joyful, encouraged, or peaceful? Prayerfully breathe in his word and think about how you are feeling. And journal. Matthew 6:25-34, the voice translation. Here is the bottom line. Do not worry about your life. Don't worry about what you will eat or what you will drink. Don't worry about how you clothe your body. Living is about more than merely eating, and the body is more than dressing up. Look at the birds in the sky. They do not store food for winter. They don't plant gardens. They do not sow or reap, and yet they are always fed because your heavenly Father feeds them. And you are even more precious to him than a beautiful bird. If he looks after them, of course, he will look after you. Worrying does not do any good. Who here can claim to add even an hour to his life by worrying? Nor should you worry about your clothes. Consider the lilies of the field and how they grow. They do not work or weave or sew, and yet their garments are stunning. Even King Solomon, dressed in his most regal garb, was not as lovely as these lilies. And think about grassy fields. The grasses are here now, but they will be dead by winter. And yet God adorns them so radiantly. How much more will he clothe you? You of little faith, you who have no trust. So do not consume yourselves with questions. What will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? Outsiders make themselves frantic over such questions. They don't realize that your Heavenly Father knows exactly what you need. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be given to you too. So do not worry about tomorrow. Let tomorrow worry about itself. Living faithfully is a large enough task for today. Sit for a few minutes and contemplate what you are feeling. If you need more time to journal, press pause. The fourth Take Five step, I'm going to read our scripture from the Message translation. This time, think about applying the scripture to your life. Prayerfully think about, what is God asking you to do? What is His invitation, His revelation to you? And journal about it. So the message of Matthew 6:25-34. Think about God's invitation to you. If you decide for God, living a life of God worship, it follows that you don't fuss about what's on the table at mealtimes or whether the clothes in your closet are in fashion. There is far more to your life than the food you put in your stomach, more to your outer appearance than the clothes you hang on your body. Look at the birds, free and unfettered, not tied down to a job description, careless in the care of God, and you count far more to Him than birds. Has anyone by fussing in front of the mirror ever gotten taller by so much as an inch? All this time and money wasted on fashion, do you think it makes that much difference? Instead of looking at the fashions, walk out into the fields and look at the wild flowers. They never primp or shop, but have you ever seen color and design quite like it? The 10 best dressed men and women in the country look shabby alongside them. If God gives such attention to the appearance of wildflowers, most of which are never even seen, don't you think He'll attend to you, take pride in you, do His best for you? What I'm trying to do here is to get you to relax, to not be so preoccupied with getting, so you can respond to God's giving. People who don't know God and the way He works fuss over these things, but you know both God and how it works. Steep your life in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now, and don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. Sit for a few minutes and contemplate on what God's invitation is for you through this scripture, and journal. If you need more time, press pause. The fifth step to our Take Five is another ancient spiritual practice called examine, E-X-A-M-E-N. It's one of my favorites, and it's actually homework. Examine means noticing God. At the end of the day, rewind and reflect when and where you noticed God. Journal about 1 to 3 times that you noticed God during your day. Thank you for joining me. I hope you feel renewed. It was an honor to be your Take Five to Inspire host today. Over this next week, Read and reflect on today's scripture of Matthew 6, 25 to 34. During this time of our country sheltering in place, I'm offering live virtual group gatherings of divine reading and holy listening through a video platform like Zoom, where we can interact with each other. If you are interested in participating in this meditation practice through a life group gathering, please contact me at my email, which is lori.cicicstotko@gmail.com. I invite you to look for God winks throughout your day. Notice Him, because if you seek Him, you will find Him. When you search for Him with all your heart, be intentional. As you take a few moments throughout the day to sit in silence, focus on your breathing. Rest in His presence. I am Lori Stotko signing off. Until we meet again, blessings to you as you rest in the presence of God.